Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
You know, you ever see the movie Heat? You know, when Al Pacino and the dreadful Robert De Niro. I mean, listen, the guy did some good acting because he's a crazy lunatic. Doesn't got to learn to differentiate between the two. But if you've ever seen the movie Heat, you know, the Al Pacino character, Vincent, the cop, he goes up to the source. Was it Tone Loke or Tone Loke's brother or something like that or whatever? And the guy's wasting, he's like, don't waste my mother time. I don't ever waste your time. Ever. Your time is valuable. If I tell you a story about my life, I'm telling you because it relates to a story and adds context to it based on experience. But one of the things I tell you guys all the time is having run for office and lost, when you don't understand the importance of pictures and sound bites, snapshots and sound bites, you are going to lose. And I told you about that damn State of the Union, that garbage speech last week after the liberals said what? This is the greatest speech we've ever seen. Did I not tell you it would only be remembered for one thing? Now you got it. Just like we says. Big show today, including a killer weekend update. This is good. Stay tuned. Hey, you having trouble sleeping or staying asleep? Not me last night. Why? I took some of this stuff. This is Beams Dream Powder. I love it. This flavor is cinnamon cocoa. It's really, really, really good. Sometimes a little too good. I think I like it too much. It's time to embrace the importance of a restful slumber and introduce yourself to an amazing product that could revolutionize your nighttime routine like it did mine. Beams Dream Powder. It's a hot cocoa for sleep. It'll transform your nights. You know me. I'm obsessed over my sleep. Why? It's more important than anything for my health. Even more, you got to have a good diet. You got to exercise. Take some good supplements, whatever. If you're not sleeping well, none of that matters. You really, just don't sleep well for a couple of days. You'll see what I mean. It's a science-backed hot cocoa for sleep and no added sugar. Better sleep's never tasted better. A lot of those other sleep aids cause the next day grogginess, but Dream contains a powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Just mix Beams Dream Powder into hot water or milk and enjoy before bedtime. You want to try their best-selling Dream Powder? Get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/Bongino. And use code Bongino for up to 40% off. Thanks, Beam. We appreciate it. All right, Joseph, it's Monday. Let's go. Oh, what happened? We lost him? I do to Kenny Bell, but I wasn't prepared. For my knuckles. Ow. Kenny Bell's hard. Getting old. What a wuss. Oh, I should have just faked it. I'm like, yeah. And then pretend I didn't just knock my knuckle into that thing. Major weekend update for you. Kind of a funny one. I would say ordinarily I'd give you my personal stories over the weekend about what happened. I don't take a lot of time and waste your time, as I said, but this is more, it may sound personal, but it's not. So I went to the UFC this weekend and had a blast. It was a great fight card. We had Sugar Sean O'Malley, MVP fought and won. It was an amazing fight card. So I go there and I just want to thank Dana White. And I want to tell you, from being on the other side of this now, as a guy who just used to go to, you know, sporting events and just buy a seat, Dana's one of the most loyal guys out there. He just is. He has done so much for Rumble and he's so loyal to, you know, President Trump and the Trump family, because I don't know if you know the history, I'm not going to tell you the whole thing, but just to show you who Dana is, the early days of the UFC, When the Ultimate Fighting Championship was called at the time, had a tough time finding venues to play in, Trump said, you know what? We'll take you down in Atlantic City at the Trump Taj Mahal. And Dana never forgot that, ever. Like, ever, ever. Because he's a super loyal guy. So I want to thank him for the seats. But he put us up there, up in the front row with Chris from Rumble. And we're watching the fight. And President Trump was going to be there, which I had known in advance, because we had spoken earlier in the week about the sheriff thing. And first, you have the one of him coming in, just generally, not the one with me specifically. Play that one first. Folks, listen, I was there, okay? I'm not going to bullshit you because I don't want to waste your freaking time. I'm telling you I was there, and I was there for the Madison Square Garden walkout at the UFC. That was loud. This one in Miami, this was deafeningly loud. A matter of fact, I was looking around. I couldn't find but a handful of people who weren't screaming. My eardrums were ready to pop. It's louder than it even sounds on this little video of him walking out. Watch this.
With Conor McGregor also making his way to the octagon, the 45th president of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump, blasted by UFC CEO Dana White. Is just how big a mixed martial arts fan Donald Trump is. He sits octagon side with the cans on, absolutely loves our live events, and a real privilege to have President Trump in the building.
Folks, I'm telling you, it was deafening. I would not bullshit you, okay? I know I'm a Trump supporter, I get it, but I'm a fair player on this because it doesn't do me any good to smoke you up and then be embarrassed later. It was so loud. I knew he was back in the VIP room back there because I had heard he'd showed up. But no, I mean, no one's going to, they're not telling you when he's going to come out. I was just sitting there talking to, I don't know, Steve will do it or Chris or something. I don't even remember who I was talking to. And all I heard was screaming and it kind of scared the hell out of me. And that's what that was. It was loud, loud, loud. So when he came in, he made a, he walked down the front row there and then, you know, I didn't want to bother him. So a couple of people asked me why I have my hands crossed. And the reason is I just didn't want to bother the guys. He walks down the row like everybody's, you know, you get it. They're all trying to grab him and it's just kind of weird. So I want to leave the guy alone. But this is the kind of guy he is because he's so loyal. You know, he made his way over and we had a little conversation. So check this out for you guys. There it is. He's and a lot of people asked me what we were talking about. I had thanked him for the leaving the voicemail for the sheriff. And he's saying there, he says, you know what? I did that for you guys because that's the kind of guy he is. And I'm going to tell you something else because this is really important you understand this in relationship to the election. This is about me or a conversation with him at all. It's cool and all, and I appreciate it. But there's a lot of bullshit out there about Trump that when you see it in person, you're going to start laughing it off. And here's the first piece of BS you're going to hear. Oh man, all these athletes and entertainers, they hate Trump. Folks, I'm not even going to get into the names because it's not important. I'm just telling you, I was there with that guy for 4 hours, no, 3 hours. Trump was sitting right in front of me. Do you know how many people who I'll bet pretend to be liberal in private were coming up to him kissing his ass? Don't buy it. I'm just telling you, all this is all an act. Shame on a lot of these guys who like pretend to be big libs. And then the minute they see Trump, they're all over him. He is so much more popular than people are letting on. I'll leave that there. That's my weekend update. More about the election than it was about me. But we had a good time. And again, thank you to everyone. I'm telling you, Dana, man, he is super loyal. And so is President Trump. And that loyalty matters. Folks, sound bites and snapshots, okay? I've been telling you over and over. I'm seeing a lot of people who are starting to retweet that on X and put it on True Social and Facebook. You know, Dan said sound bites and snapshots. Trust me, people ask me a lot, Dan, why do you talk about losing an election? Because life is about losing things and responding and getting back up. Name me one person in their life who hasn't had massive failures. Who's a success? The answer is you're never going to find them. Matter of fact, the most successful people in the world have had major, major failings. Major failings. I mean, Steve Jobs, who's not with us anymore, but they had the Newton. I mean, Facebook, love him or hate him, just blew billions on the metaverse. That didn't work out for them. May work out in the future, but didn't work out for them. Apple just blew billions on a car project that didn't work out. So I always laugh when people go, Trump University, Trump stakes. I'm like, really? But yet you neglect the business empire, the presidency, the transformation of the Republican Party, the Supreme Court justices, the Abraham Accords, the Trump economy. It's funny how you losers, small-time dipshit losers who've never taken a chance in their life, therefore never lost at anything, you will never succeed at anything either. But in losing, to get back to my point, I learned a lot. I learned you have to make campaigns snappy. They've got to be about pictures and sound bites. That's it. Sometimes I would give a speech in my earlier campaigns. I learned better in my second one. That's the one we almost won. We almost pulled off a huge upset. Because I learned from the first one, people don't want to hear a two-hour economic treatise on Keynesian's marginal propensity to save. They just don't care. They care, but they care about how it's going to affect their wallet. You've got to learn to speak to busy people with busy lives. They see the pictures and the sound bites. The Biden team still doesn't get that. And I said to you about that State of the Union speech when the media was telling you, this is the greatest speech since the Emancipation Proclamation. Tony, did I not say it? I said, it'll be remembered for one thing. This guy effing up a name because he's stupid. God rest her soul. It's not Lincoln Riley, folks. It's Lake and Riley. And I told you that's all this idiot would be remembered for. Her name is Lakin Riley. He couldn't even get that right. And you'd think they would master the soundbite from a guy who's been in politics for 700 years like Joe Biden. They still haven't figured this out. The soundbite that everybody remembers and is talking about is Joe Biden calling a murdered young lady by the name of a football coach from USC. Lincoln Riley is not dead. He's a coach. Now, proving to you that this was a disaster, as he goes on to talk about Lincoln Riley as Lincoln Riley, which is all conservatives remembered, all liberals remembered too, was what? You got it. A soundbite. What was it? You all remember? Chat stirs. What was the soundbite? The libs remembered. Anybody know? The left doesn't care that President Biden mispronounced her name. That's not what they remembered. Yes, some of you are getting it here. Yes, sir. He just nailed it. The only thing the left remembered was President Biden calling the person, the suspect in the case, illegal. So, explain to me again how this speech was a success. All conservatives remembered was him forgetting the woman's name, and all the libs remembered was Biden calling the suspected murderer an illegal. How do I know that? Here's MSNBC this weekend, where Biden, who still can't seem to get this soundbites thing down, actually apologizes to the suspected murderer for calling him illegal. Now, I'm going to let this play a little bit, because even after he apologizes to a suspected murderer because he's a piece of human garbage, a kid sniffing, woman feeling, bribe taking, sociopathic lying, plagiarizing loser. He apologizes to a suspected murderer. But I want you to listen at the end. He's talking about a guy accused of murder. And he goes on to say, they built this country. They're so wonderful. Who did? Suspected murderers from Venezuela? The hell are you talking about? Listen to this.
Notice the look of surprise on your face when you walked into the chamber and you saw Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. It was priceless. You feigned shock at seeing her. But during your response to her heckling of you, you used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lake and Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talked about on the border was that the way he talks about vermin, the way he talks about these people polluting the blood. I talked about what I'm not going to do, what I won't do. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect. Look, they built the country. The reason our economy is growing, we have to control the border and more orderly flow. But I don't share his view at all.
So you regret using that word?
Yes.
Folks, I want you to put this in context for a second. Again, the guy does not freaking understand sound bites and snapshots. He's been in politics for 700 years. The only soundbite anyone who's got a brain is going to remember forget the State of the Union for a second. From this appearance with Jonathan Capehart on MSNBC is Biden apologizes to suspected murderer. That's it. This guy cannot get his head out of his ass. Do you ever wonder how this guy won an election? Man, he must have smoked up the people of Delaware. I don't know what he did. He could never win a national election before Obama rescued him from the scrap heap. How the hell does this guy ever win it? He is so bad at this. You're apologizing to a suspected murderer? Then they're talking about a suspected murderer. They built this country? No, we built this country. Lecture me about immigration? It's a piece of garbage. My wife's an immigrant. My grandparents were immigrants. What are you talking about? They built a who? The suspected murderer class? What are you talking about? Folks, this guy does not get it, man. I told you that was gonna what's gonna happen. Now, listen to what did I tell you again last week? It's really critical you understand this. Snapshots and sound bites help you create a contrast. Contrasts are what politics are about because they are by nature and by default binary events, correct? In politics, you are running for a seat. There is one. What is this? Anybody know? No, not jeans. This is an ass, okay? Yeah, you can call it the butt. You call it the caboose. I don't really care. Here's what happens to it. Here's the seat. You see it? Yeah, Tony, you zoom in. Here's how this works. It goes in the seat, the ass. Ass in the seat. That's how it happens. So if there's only one ass that goes in the seat, that means it's by nature a binary event. It's someone versus someone else, which creates a what? Contrast. So if you have good snapshots and sound bites and your opponent has shitty snapshots and sound bites, then you are losing. So what did we have this weekend? We had Donald Trump at the UFC coming out, hand in the air. People are screaming, deafening crowd in Miami, by the way, that used to be a relatively left-leaning city and county in Miami-Dade that's now gone right. And gone right fast under both Trump and DeSantis, by the way. They both deserve some credit for that, right? Miami-Dade, which has gone right, but that started with Trump, make no mistake. He comes out to a hero's welcome while Joe Biden's given an interview this weekend apologizing to a suspected illegal immigrant suspected of bashing a woman's head in, bludgeoning her to death. Is there a worse contrast you could possibly have? And while Biden's busy screwing up the woman's name, calling her Lincoln Riley, and apologizing to the suspected murderer, we have this snapshot that comes out this weekend of President Trump down in Rome, Georgia. That's the family of Lake and Riley. Thank you guys for putting it on. That's good. Appreciate that. I'll just let you look at that for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, snapshots and sound bites. If that saying is starting to annoy you, I'm still not saying it enough. Because until we all understand that and understand the marketing component of politics, we're never going to win. The Democrats have beaten us at this for years. Hope and change, all this other stuff they did. Mitt Romney had a binders full of women and a 51-page economic plan. What did Obama have? He had a nice poster. It said hope and change. Who won? That's right, Obama. The first politician on the Republican side since Ronald Reagan who has beat the Democrats at their own snapshots and soundbites game. It's this guy you're seeing on the screen right here. God bless her family. And that's what you do. You embrace them and you offer to help. You don't screw up the young lady's name who was bludgeoned to death and then apologize to the suspected murderer. You'd think the Biden team would have figured that out by now. But why haven't they? Okay. That's right. Because they're too freaking stupid. That's why. So I'll ask again, who won the weekend? Folks, even Biden was different on immigration in the past. I'm going to show you some proof of that coming up in a second. And an unbelievable video put out by the GOP that I think starting to get this a little bit, the whole Trump thing. I mean, you want to talk about snapshots and sound bites side by side. I'm going to show you what I mean coming up in a second, how this is not going to end well for Biden. Trump has them absolutely beat at this game, 100%. Take a quick break. Omax, chronic pain can affect your whole life. Believe me, I know. I have pretty severe arthritis. It sucks. You get those nagging pains, folks. They can mess with your sleep. You can't even sit down and relax, watch some TV, listen to some music. Why? Because you're in pain. Want to help you with the new, more than three times stronger, cryo-free CBD Extra Strength Pain Relief Roll-On. I have been using it forever. They've been a long-time sponsor. I have been a long-time client. I love it. This non-prescription icy cold pain relief Roll-On helps instantly block pain receptors, reduce mild inflammation, and helps improve muscle and joint flexibility. It has a powerful dose of 500 milligrams of organic CBD and 0% THC, so it's not a high or anything like that. It can help work its magic within 10 minutes of application. For me, honestly, it works quicker. My wife uses it on her neck when she has neck pain. It has long-lasting results. That's what it's designed for. Omax Health is offering 20% off your first bottle of cryo-free CBD Extra Strength Pain Relief Roll-On, plus free shipping. The discount also applies towards any product site-wide. Just go to omaxhealth.com today and enter code Bongino. It's O-M-A-X, omaxhealth.com. And enter the code Bongino to get 20% off CryoFreeze and site-wide, plus free shipping. Product works. I use it often. I wish I didn't have to, but you get older, you get those nagging aches and pains. OmaxHealth.com, code Bongino. Statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. They're not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. These statements and information are not a substitute for or alternative to seeking care from your healthcare provider. Thank you, Omax. We appreciate it. All right, back to the show. So again, I'll ask you again, snapshots and sound bites. Who won the weekend? Trump coming out triumphantly at the UFC or Biden apologizing to a suspected murderer? Who won the week last week? President Biden and his fantastic, incredible State of the Union speech where he screwed up this young lady's name? Or President Trump, who came out strongly condemning this, strongly, while this guy was apologizing? The answer is Trump. He beats them at their own game all the time. But I want to show you something here. And I'm not showing you this to say, oh, Biden was once a good guy. I'm showing you this to show you how Biden is such a phony and doesn't even believe in anything. Because there are still people out there who are like, oh, Biden was once a moderate. Biden was never a moderate. Biden ran as a moderate because he's a fake. He licked his finger, saw where the winds were blowing in Delaware, and figured he could get elected pretending to be a moderate. I want you to listen to him in the past talk about this issue and tell me if this is even the same guy. And again, this is not to celebrate his past positions. It's to show you what a bullshit artist this guy is. Check this out.
Can you scare an employer in this country, whether he's an agricultural worker or a housewife, into not hiring an illegal because the punishment's so high that if you get caught,
yes,
it's a huge embarrassment to your family and you may just get hit with a fine that'll kill you.
Yeah, absolutely, you can. And that's what we should do. Well, I think we should do that.
Because you can't catch everybody.
You can't. No, you can't. And the last part of this is that the Democratic position also recognized you got 11 million illegal aliens here. They have to have a way to earn their way into the deal. This is an amnesty. They're required to take 11 years worth. They pay a fine. They got to learn to speak English.
Again, this isn't to say, oh gosh, look at Biden. He's really a moderate. He's not a moderate. He's a what? Yes, he's a bullshit artist. He has been his entire life. Folks, I have, Tony's laughing. It's true. I have zero doubt that Bill Clinton, in his heart, was really a Southern, more conservative Democrat. I don't. Again, that's not to celebrate Bill Clinton, who was as corrupt as anyone you've ever seen. I wouldn't vote for Bill Clinton if my life depended on it. But I don't believe for a second he was the radical Hillary Clinton wanted him to be. Obama was. He just couldn't get it politically done. But in order to beat these people, you have to understand them. Joe Biden, in his heart, is nothing. Joe Biden, as I used to use this analogy, Gia, this is a little before your time, but Tony, it probably makes sense. Remember the original Ghostbusters, Tony? Remember Gozer the Gozerian? He's whatever you think he is. And Dan Aykroyd thinks of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, so he becomes Stay Puft. You got to understand, like, that there are two politicians who remind me of that. Beto O'Rourke and Biden. They're whatever you say they are. Beto thinks he can win as a moderate. He's a moderate cowboy gun owner. He thinks he can win as a liberal. He hates guns. He hates cowboys too. He's a bullshit artist. So is Biden. He doesn't believe in anything. I can put a contrast video of Biden up next to Biden, showing you how he's a total fake and phony. However, contrast matter. Bold contrast. No pastels, to cite Ronald Reagan. We have to be a party that believes in something. Listen, I'm going to tell you this quote over and over again. I want you to remember it before the election. Please, I'm begging you. I'm begging you to please remember this. Pope John Paul quotes, you know, if he said it, he said it. If he didn't, but either way, the quote is absolutely spot on. Pope John Paul once said, nobody dies for a question mark. People will put their life on the line for an exclamation point. Something someone believes in boldly and proudly with a big exclamation point. Not their something they're questioning themselves. We have to stand for something. Because if we don't stand for something as a party, and I don't mean that in some weird, esoteric way. What do we actually stand for? What are the tax cuts going to look like? What is the control of government spending going to look like? What is entitlement reform going to look like? What is public education going to look like in the future? Write it down. I want to see a contract with America. Create a big, bold contrast like we did in the Clinton era with the Gingrich Congress. Put something down because contrasts matter. The GOP on their Twitter account, at GOP, is finally, I think, starting to get this. And I think it's Trump who pulled them in this direction. Here's this video, which is genius. Painting a contrast in live time of the illegal immigration, terrorist-loving, criminal-suspected murderer-loving Joe Biden, bribing Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. Watch this, and you'll see what I mean. This is the kind of politics we need in the future. Exclamation points. No freaking question marks. Check this out.
You use the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lakin Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented.
I say he was an illegal alien. He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant. And he shouldn't have been in our country. And he never would have been under the Trump policy. We are profoundly honored to be joined today by the family and loved ones of Lakin and some of her great friends. I met them. They're so incredible. The whole group is incredible. To Lakin's parents, John and Allison, and her sister, Lauren, her roommate, Connolly, and to all of those who loved Lakin, the hearts of hundreds of thousands and indeed millions and millions of Americans and people worldwide, they're shattered alongside of your beautiful hearts.
That's what I'm talking about, folks. That's how it's done. Use your social media accounts. You all have voices too. Use your social media accounts to go out there and paint a picture. Here are these idiots and here's us. By the way, I voted this weekend and I vote in Martin County. And man, do they, I'm going to tell you something. I went to vote to the voting location. Sometimes I vote by mail. I've explained to you why, but I want to get back into the process because I feel like I'm part of something. And let me just tell you something. To the team that runs Martin County elections, it amazing. Folks, you go in there. First thing they ask you for, you have an ID? They knew who I was. No, there's no free passes. And I said to the lady, her name was Amy. I said, Amy, thank you for asking me for ID. She's like, it's the law. I said, I love you because it's the law. Here's my ID. Then they ask you to sign a pad. You go through signature verification. They give you the thing. You go in the privacy booth. You fill it out. Nobody touches your ballot. You slide it in the machine. It says, we have read your vote. Your vote is counted. And then here's the thing. You want to go watch to see what happens with it? Here's the kicker, folks. Everyone counting the votes are in there in a room with windows. So you can see the whole thing. They'll wave to you. And then there's a television camera in case you want to sit out and watch it. In other words, you can sit and watch on the TV. Anyone. That's why Florida has, by the way, mail-in balloting, which I'm not a huge fan of, but if you're going to have it, do it right. And we constantly win here as Republicans because they keep the process clean. Everybody was super nice. Me and my wife and my mother-in-law walked in. And by the way, we voted. The primary, technically, I guess, in Florida is over, but we show up because your vote better damn well be counted no matter what. I don't care if the primary's over. You show up and vote no matter what. There's down ballot races and other things you need to talk about. And either way, you have to vote. And when the place was good, when I walked out, 5-6 more people came in. They run a great election here in Martin County. I want to make sure I mention it on the radio show because they're really awesome. Hey, one more thing. I'll take a quick break and I'm going to get to a big warning for the Trump team. Please, please don't fall for this. They are being set up a massive trap. I think they already know. They know, but still, big warning. This KLBJ article is important. This is why I told you last week, folks, this conservative trend of piling on other Republicans when Biden screws something up, you're falling right into the Democrat trap. The Democrats don't do this. Let me just prove to you something here. Don't, folks, listen, I get it. When Republicans do something dumb like the immigration bill, and if we don't stop it, no one will, we've got to stop it. We've got to pile on, okay? However, when Biden goes out and gives a garbage can speech, and the liberal Democrats are all saying what? The most profound speech ever. And Republicans, instead of fighting back, are doing what? Katie Britt was terrible. Maybe she was. Who cares? Why are we wasting time piling on a Republican senator who gave a speech nobody listens to anyway? The answer? Because, I don't know, a lot of conservative influencers love clickbait. Because then this is what happens. KLBJ, and I don't blame, this is all goes out over the wire and they picked it up. Senator Katie Britt responds to accusations of misleading statement in the State of the Union rebuttal. Who? Misleading statement? So Joe Biden, who, guys, we watched the same speech, probably said 500-600 things that were outright lies. Instead, what goes out over the wire that Republicans pile on? Senator Katie Britt. By the way, the story Katie Britt told was absolutely true. I'm asking you as a favor. Don't help the left ever. When we've got to crush Republicans for doing something stupid, then we got to do it. I'm not happy about it, but we got to do it. I'm not happy because it's my party. I don't like when they do stupid stuff. But Katie Britt's speech, was it the best speech ever? No. Was it worth spending a week focusing on? No, just stop. We got bigger problems. You got a guy, a kid sniffer in the White House, a bribe taker trying to destroy the country. Don't fall in that trap. And the Trump team, definitely don't fall in this trap. I'll tell you what I mean coming up in a second. Birch Gold. Financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year. And then what happened? Inflation came out and it was bad. Again, it's not going away. Why? Because we're $34 trillion in the hole. Where's that money going to go? It's going to flush into the economy and cause inflation. And even worse, we're printing more money and expecting to print more money, pushing prices higher and higher. So how are you going to protect yourself? Well, don't bury your head in the sand. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold like I did with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Gold is part of my savings strategy. I buy it from Birch Gold, have many times, and you can too. Text Dan to 989898. Get your free information kit on gold and talk to a precious metal specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Dan to 989898. Now, performance may vary. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision. Message and data rates apply. Thanks, Birch Gold. And our last sponsor, our friends at who? I can't bear it. Can we do? It's like the strong competition. Can we? Yeah. Oh, and he caught it. That is a bag of blackout coffee, blueberry crumble. They sent it because it tastes amazing and Paula loves it. Look, I'm sweating. Look at the shine. I'm actually sweating from lifting that bag. We'll go through that in about a week. I like the cinnamon French toast flavor too. Trust me, it's made. Chatsters, come on. How many of you are drinking Blackout? I heard someone this morning. I was reading in the chat. They love it. It's premium grade coffee beans. The owner of the company absolutely loves America. I'm proud to personally recommend Blackout Coffee. A lot of coffee companies came to us. Why? Because it tastes good. I love it. And the guy loves America. So those are the only two things that matter to me. Skip the long lines at the store, right? Order online. The folks at Blackout Coffee ship within 48 hours of roasting. It's incredible. Listen, you want my, if you're on Team Paula, go with the blueberry crumble. If you're on Team Dan, go with the cinnamon French toast. Or if you're just neutral in that fight, just buy the regular. It tastes good too. Do me a favor. Go to blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. See what I'm talking about. They're the real deal. It's time to quit drinking woke corporate coffee. Drink Blackout. That's blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino or use coupon code Bongino for 20% off. blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. Hey, John at Blackout, do me a favor. Can you keep a track of the blueberry crumble versus cinnamon French toast? I want to see who's got more J.U. Weiss. Who's got more juice on the show, Paula or Dan? Because when I go out, Paula gets more requests for pictures of me now. I'm serious. I don't know what. I'm just saying. So, John, let me know. I will post an update on which sold more. Okay? Because Paula's got the juice. Okay. Speaking of the juice, the intelligence community sadly has the juice. But this is the bad juice. They got all the power. This is the biggest setup I have ever seen, and I hope the Trump team doesn't get sucked into this again. Rob Crilly, Daily Mail. Donald Trump will get secret intelligence briefing from Biden White. Oh, wait, keep. You guys see where I'm going with this? You're not so much new anymore. You get where I'm going. Trump will get a secret intelligence briefing from the Biden White House once he is a Republican nominee, even if he is convicted of mishandling classified documents. Folks, oh my gosh, the digital glasses. Oh my, you think these things aren't broken enough yet? Now the thing just fell off too. They still work though. Folks, if there was ever, wait, this is a double. I take it, you know what? This is our first ever. This is the triple red flag. Holy shit, please don't fall for this. Folks, this is so obviously an effort to not give Trump intelligence, but do what? Gather intelligence on the Trump team. They did this last time. It's got a name. Here. I wrote a book on it. It's called Spygate. Spygate was called Spygate because they use these briefings as an effort to spy on Trump. Oh, wait. Dude, if there was ever a time. Who's going to show up? Who's going to show up for the briefing?
Hello, President Trump. We are here for your classified intelligence briefing on the ongoings in Egypt and the Middle Eastern region.
Everyone taking notes. Everyone taking notes on what the Trump team said.
We are also here to give votes on the IMF, funding.
Folks, if you're falling for this guy's bullshit, again, that is totally on you. Do please. This is the biggest scam ever. But will you doubt me? What do we always do? We need to prove something. Folks, Guy, what do? We pull left-leaning sources so no one can say, hey, Bongino's bullshitting. He's pulling a Bongino.com article. Here's CNN. Intel chiefs presented Trump with claims of Russian efforts to compromise him. They said, hey, we got to give you an intel briefing to compromise him. Oh my gosh, please don't fall for this shit again. I'm dead serious. Turn these things down or if you can't, I get it. You got to get intel. I get it. Or you got it. You know what? Have 100 people in the room. Have lawyers. Because they are totally screwing you over. Chatsters, does anybody disagree with me? Yes, I disagree with you. This is a legitimate intel briefing. Bongino, if there was ever a time I need you, I need you now. Or no, this is total bullshit and another effort to spy on Donald Trump. But chatsters, please, give me your input. This is such a setup. It's a thing I've never seen before. There is no way this is real. They're not going to give him any intel. No, no, of course, there's always a few F no's. Capital no, no, total bullshit. F hell no. Wow, that's a lot. But red flags, total BS, Hell no. Spell check corrected at the H-E-Potrophy-L-L. No. Hell no. No, 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 no. Okay. I'm not sure there's a single S in there. This is a scam. You're going to trust these guys? Oh, the FBI is and the intel people are going to give them the briefing. They're trustworthy. They are. Here, Newsweek this weekend. FBI tracked Donald Trump's assistant, court filing show. Oh, really? They cell phone tracked and tracked his assistant? That's amazing. You know, there's that January 6th bomber guy. Remember him? The bomber guy who allegedly planted a bomb in front of the DNC? Remember they had his cell phone records too? Does anybody in the chat remember what happened to the cell phone records? Yes, they can't seem to find them. They were corrupted. So weird. Donald Trump's assistant, they can follow him around Mar-a-Lago. But no one has any idea where the January 6th bomber was. By the way, because I believe in hat tips, hat tip Kyle Serafin, FBI whistleblower, for pointing that out on Twitter and True Social. Kind of weird, he noted. A former FBI guy. Kind of strange, he noted. How they can't seem to find the January 6th guy or any of their cell phone stuff. Or the Secret Service communications for that. They can't find any of that. By the way, I ran into the Secret Service this weekend and I noticed I didn't talk. I didn't want to bother them while they were working. But I did notice a lot of them had the blue ties on. So I know that was a big controversy with the Secret Service for a while. So he's got a great team around him, though. I can tell you that. So nice guys. I made sure to, every time I passed one of them, give them a little nod. But weird how... 99.2. Who the hell are the 0.8% of people who they gotta be bots? These can't be. There are 10 people. They can't even be real. There's no way. You know what is real though? Folks, I did this movie with Dinesh, Police State. I know a lot of you saw it. And I did it not, you know, listen, obviously it wasn't some huge money making effort. We get in with Hollywood for that. We don't do Hollywood stuff because they all hate us, as you saw last night. But did anybody watch the Oscars, by the way? Folks, I'm not even kidding. I'm not messing with you to sound like one of those guys. I swear to you, I had no idea it was even on last night. Remember when do you guys remember Tony when we were kids? Remember it was a big thing? Like you'd be like, man, Hollywood people, it was so cool. Like Star Wars would win something and you'd want to watch. And you'd be like, this is so cool. I had no idea this was even on last night. Why aren't we putting any clips up? Guy likes us to do some of this stuff. Because I really don't give a shit and I hate these people. They hate your guts. How did I get? This is totally not part of the show. I promise you, there's nowhere in my rundown. I woke up this morning like, oh yeah, Jimmy Kimmel is making fun of Donald Trump and all these other people making fun. Oh, who cares? Does anybody care? Nobody cares. Nobody gives a shit. Matter of fact, Kimmel made some joke about Donald Trump. More people laughed at the Trump joke at Kimmel than Kimmel's joke at Trump. Morons. I mentioned the police state, though, in the movie we did because of this. Remember I showed you that video last week of Letitia James, the communist fake attorney general in New York, who decided to prosecute Trump for a fraud case with no victims and no fraud? Remember that, where they're trying to steal his business? Because they're commies. That's what good commies do. They're good commies. They're bad people, but good commies. That's what commies do. Well, she goes to this fire department ceremony, and she got appropriately booed. Don't let her go anywhere without being booed. Everybody got me? Everyone in the chat vibing? Letitia James is there. No, we don't do intimidation and violence. That's an Antifa leftist thing. But it is your absolute right to boo this person and let your feelings be known within the bounds of legality. This woman shouldn't go anywhere without getting booed. Look at this shit. New York Post. Fire department boss is hunting down staffers who booed Letitia James and cheered for Trump? Oh, really? Now, that is some hardcore BS. You absolutely know if they sat there and cheered her and said, go Joe Biden or go Joe Bribin or whatever, you know they would all be celebrated for it. Shame. Shame on the fire department commissioner. Shame. And to those firemen and those fire department officers, God bless you for standing for America. Between what you did on 9/11 and running into burning buildings to save people's lives, I celebrated the deputies and law enforcement last week. This week, you guys, thank you. You got balls of stone, man. I went to fire training when I was an agent. Scariest damn thing I ever did. You know what it's like running into a fire? Ask a fireman. Oh, yeah, you know, I seen it on Days of Our Lives one time. They run in and they, oh, Tony, and they go to see. You can't see squat. It's jet black. You can't see your hand in front of your face. And it's like 22 million degrees in there. And then if you go and breathe in, your lungs melt. These guys run into that. What did they have flashlights for? You can't see anything. God bless you guys. You firemen out there, the best. Freaking balls of steel. And God bless you for booing the communist fake attorney general. Folks, it's all about contrast. I want to go back to the beginning of the show because every show has a theme. We think in narratives, man, it matters. I want to go back to contrast because this is going to be a really critical election. And please, absolutely no talk here of a red wave. I don't want it. And if there is some psyop going on, which I'm not sure the Democrats are even smart enough to pull that off via the polling. However, assume there was, don't play into it. I do not want any talk of a red wave. I'm going to tell you the truth, and this matters. And this is not some Dan Bongino psyop. I don't do that shit. I'm telling you straight up, no matter what anyone is telling you, if Donald Trump is up 20 in the polls, folks, that's not true. There are still people out there that sadly, absolutely hate this guy and will do anything to sabotage his election. And you know there's going to be some cheating built in. So if he's plus 10, say that's correct. Say he's plus 10 in Georgia. Just say it's correct. Say he really is. You got to figure 1.5% is always going to be cheating. So he's really at 8.5. Then Joe Biden is going to launch some October surprise. Donald Trump got peed on by a hooker or some ridiculosity. That may cost us 2-3%. And then say the rest 4% that, you know, it evaporates because people don't show up. This is how you got to think. No red wave talk at all. We got to make the case, and the case is contrast. And here's a simple contrast. You own a business out there? By the way, I'm talking to Democrats too. Anyone out there who will listen, you want a simple contrast? You own a business? You work for a business. Do you make money? Would you like to make money? Do you own a business or are you an entrepreneur? If you're any of those things, you are going to be giving more money to the government under Biden if he's elected. Get any simpler? Do you want to pay more money to the government? If answer is yes, vote for Joe Biden. If answer is no, it's like a little, what does Kamala Harris say? She likes Venn diagrams. If you want to get more money to the government, yes, vote Joe Biden. No, vote Donald Trump. Dan, that's a basic rudimentary analysis. No, it's true. How do I know that? Because Biden's telling you he's going to raise your taxes. No, he isn't. Wall Street Journal opinion. The next Biden tax increase, Biden editorial board. Here's the president's tax plan, by the way. He wants to hike taxes dramatically, although federal spending on its current course will average 23% of GDP over the next 10 years on this path. What does that mean, folks? Well, what did we spend the federal government of your money in the past? Well, if you look at the article, you'll see, and this data is absolutely accurate, 19.4. So we're spending 4 percentage points more of GDP. Our GDP is $30 trillion. Yes, we are. So we're spending a lot of money under Biden. Yes. Revenue today is roughly 17.5% of GDP and has never been over 20%. But Biden wants to take it higher by taxing it. So if you read that and you believe in data, again, simple choices, that means Joe Biden wants to spend more money and tax you more money, even though we don't have any money more to spend and you don't want to give any more money to the government. Yes, that's correct. You can expect also some more Green New Deal BS too. No. Yes. Here's the thing about Biden and the Democrats. Everything they do, they know is destroying America and they do it anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, do you like your gas-powered car or do you want to be forced to buy an electric vehicle? Keep it simple. Contrasts. It's all about contrast. Do you want to be forced to buy an electric car? If yes, vote Joe Biden. If no, vote Donald Trump. Here's a great Holman Jenkins article. Again, I always back everything up with receipts. Liberals, stop listening now because you're too stupid to follow this. You realize ever since we've been pushing electric vehicles, the emissions problem that was getting better is now not getting better anymore? Why? Because we're mining for these heavy metals. These cars are heavier. They're tearing up the roads. They're tearing up the tires. Oh, you didn't know that? Here, Holman Jenkins. As I've noted before, secretly, even the Biden administration knows the truth about all this Green New Deal crap. Get ready for a colossal irony, he notes. Europe's emissions peaked in 1979. Peaked. Liberals are like, what does that mean? That means the emissions, all that stuff, the highest they were in 1979 when I was five. Wait, I thought that was now. Of course you do. You're a dumb liberal. America's emissions peaked in 2005. 2005, Tony, by my count, that's almost 20 years ago. Holy Moses, 20 years ago? I thought Al Gore said we were like going crazy. Emissions, whatever. Of course you're a liberal. You're a moron. But China's are expected to peak as soon as next year. The reason wasn't energy policy. Peak emissions happen because of a slowing population and economic growth, plus the normal, uninterrupted, market-driven hunt for energy efficiency. Folks, energy costs money. Companies make money when they spend less on energy. Liberals are like, what? I get it. You're freaking morons and stupid people, but try to pay attention. He notes also, unfortunately, global energy efficiency, which was improving by 1.9% annually for more than a decade, has only been growing at half that since 2021. So we're getting less efficient as they push more electric vehicle, Green New Deal, cow farting stuff. But yes. That can't be. It is. But Biden told me you're stupid. But AOC, say no more. You just said AOC. We get who you are. Folks, you can expect more backlash to this as people start to familiarize themselves via social media and the democratization of information with contrast. You want to be forced to buy an electric vehicle and make emissions get worse? Vote Biden. You want to pay higher taxes? You want less money in your wallet? Yeah, vote Biden. You want to be forced to use people's pronouns? I had an amazing conversation this weekend. I was in the lounge at the UFC event. I'm not going to say who, but because I don't like, but an amazing person. And this person took a dramatic stand on this transgender pronoun stuff. I'm not using some fake pronoun. You want me to call you by your name? Fine. I'm not here to cause trouble with you. I don't care. You got a name you want to go by Johnny instead of Jane? Fine. Use whatever name you want. I am not calling you he if you're a she. I'm not doing it. Don't ask me to. Don't insist I do because I'm not doing it. And I am definitely not calling you a fake word like Xi Zhao they. That is not happening. You have a name, whatever name. Listen, you can go by Sam. I don't care. Sam's men and women. I don't care what you call yourself. I'll use your name. I am not ever using a fake pronoun. Forget it. You want to be forced to use fake pronouns in the future? Please call me they. Why, there's two of you? No, it's just me. I'll call you he. You can't call me he. I'm a they. No, you're not a they. You're a he. You want to be forced to do that? You're going to see more of this. This TikTok video went viral. I don't know who this woman is. I have no idea. All I know is this thing went nuclear because this lady, she's talking about HR, human resources, how they see these fake pronouns on a resume. You're going to see more of this moving forward. Check this out.
So if I was like hiring and I saw pronouns, here's what I'm going to assume. I'm going to assume you're obviously very liberal. So I'm going to assume you're one of those people that is super far left. Hey, I'm going to assume you're not a very hard worker. You are either a female or you're a probably not straight guy. So everything in the office is going to have to cater to you, your feelings, your needs, and your emotions. So everyone around you is not going to be able to be themselves and walk on eggshells. Why would anyone want someone like you unless everyone's like you in a work environment? You're going to be the laziest person. You're going to be the most entitled, complain the most, and I think you're going to be the first to sue. So shocker that pronouns weren't helping you guys. Sorry, is there anything I missed there? Is there anything I missed?
No, you didn't miss anything. Folks, let me ask you in the chat. If you're an HR person, you own a business, you're a manager, that's going to be a lot of you. Any of those things. Please tell me in the chat. Yes, I feel the exact same way, or no, I disagree. You know you all feel the same way. You get a resume from a guy who has Xi, they, Zhao are my pronouns. How quickly are you going to get sued for not calling that person they or Xi? Yes, everybody, you 100% get it. 100%. That lady is nailing it. Contrast. It is all about contrast. Do you or do you not want to be forced in the future to use fake pronouns? You do, vote for Joe Biden. You want freedom, vote for Donald Trump. One more story I just want to put up quickly. Folks, school choice in the future. Major, major school choice initiative move forward in Alabama. Nice job, Governor Kay Ivey over there. Also, Governor Abbott is having a great week trying to get this school thing passed, school choice thing passed in Texas. We're not there yet. But I want you to make sure you understand this. Anytime they tell you money equals results in schooling and public education, they are totally full of crap. Moms for Liberty has a great tweet out there. Look at all these schools. Look at the amount of money they're spending per school, per student, and the results they're getting. The results they're getting are barely anyone can read. It's not money. It's about attention to detail and merit. It's not about money. Again, you want contrast. You want crap public schools? You got that chart? But yeah, put that up there. You can see that. You want crap public schools? Keep voting for Joe Biden. You want good quality education, public, private, charter, homeschool? Then yes, vote for Donald Trump. Thank you so much for tuning in, folks. Sorry about that. We said the audio on that thing, but we fixed it, so everything was good. Great show today. 119,000 people on a Monday. We love having you. Hope you liked that video in the beginning of the show. Download the Rumble app. I got some big news about coming up about Rumble tomorrow. It's going to be really great. So listen to the show. I'm really excited about it. Ladies and gentlemen, you know I love having you here. Download the Rumble app. It is free. And join us every day at 11 a.m. rumble.com/Bongino. We were in the chat way early today. I will see you back here tomorrow and on a radio show here in just a few minutes. See you tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.